it started. Time to get it started.
Fam is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. This is Christian Hip Hop Now podcast. Yes, people, I'm so sorry. Friday, it was really crazy. I gotta explain myself. I know this week I'm giving y'all two podcasts. Usually I don't do it once a week, but I was waiting on, I did an interview with Deshawn Shante. If you haven't seen it, it's on my YouTube channel. So we be playing that interview today. So that's the full interview on my web, on my YouTube channel. But I was waiting on that interview, didn't get it. A lot of different things happened this week. I got a concert July 20th. So a lot of different things is going on. I've been slacking on my game. I've been sipping on my Pippin. If you don't ask me, new playlist. I got some new songs that I'm going to do next week as well. But I switched it up. I mean, this week, switched it up. You know, so Deshawn Shante interview. We're going to talk about Christian Hip Hop now. A few news. It's been a really good release month. If I may say so myself, excuse me. So do not go anywhere. I got this young lady just dropped her new EP. It's called Yours Truly, a summer EP. This is the first song off the EP. It's called Mouth Sauce. Deshawn Shante, Christian Hip Hop Now.
So be praying to the Lord my soul to keep. Don't be needing no things when I roll with sheep. I'd have been around one, God and his son. Can't change the past, but man, I rerun. Ain't finna ask you, paying all ones. This is the part where I'ma go on. Can I shoot for the stars and I land in jail? Can I still do me and I land in hell? What about old boy I was talking to last night? Is he still on my Snapchat highlight? Now it's twilight, or with the nightlife. If God could just close his eyes and let me just sneak this by one time. Out of sight, out of mind. But I pray on my dime. Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? That's my pain, that's my heart. Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? Why you wanna know? My very, very bad soul. 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 My very, very bad soul.
Was Deshawn Shante, Mouth Sauce, off her new EP, Yours Truly, a summer EP, which is, I said it in the interview and I said it now, it's really a double single project, to be honest with you. But I gotta get into this, man. I'm gonna talk a little bit of Christian hip hop news real quick. Independent artist Shepherd music just hit 4 million streams on Spotify with his single Game Time. Rapzilla reported and Chad Horton retweeted. So, if you don't know, Shepherd put out a record. It was called Game Time. And it's been doing really well with playlisting. Been doing so well, the fact that I actually heard the song on the Indie Arena in Toronto in the NBA Finals. Like it wasn't on ESPN broadcast. It was on, if you ever watch ESPN, and they sometimes allow, they sometimes record the music that's being played in the arena. The song was actually played in the arena. Now, I'm pretty sure ESPN has something where they don't get flagged or anything else for playing music on their broadcast without having a proper license, because they can't control what the actual arenas be playing are playing, but they want to protect themselves. So, Shepherd, 4 million streams. That's pretty huge to be an independent artist, to say the least. I haven't really been seeing where it's he's doing really well. I just pray that he can take that music. He can take that music and, what's the word I'm looking for? He could take the music and benefit from it as far as with a career, with a new song. I think he needs to capitalize on this right now. Do not sit. Here's the thing. Do not sit on this and allow the momentum to die. While you have the momentum, put out the song, put out an EP, capitalize on this, start promoting, because like I said before, this is something that you will not be able to get. And yes, you got 4 million streams, but we need you to continue to push this thing forward. So congratulations to your boy Shepherd. Also, Thizzle, the big homie Thizzle, just came out with a new record, and it's let's get to it, right? It would be played on the podcast. Number one, because Thizzle is independent, and it's a lot easier to play independent artists than to play like somebody like let's say Lecrae or Reach Records, RMG maybe on that tip too. Even though they're an independent label, but it's good to see where Thizzle was at last year to where he's at this year. He was shot last year trying to regain his strength to walk again, and that was a very unfortunate situation. To now, look at the boy dropping records. So congratulations to Thizzle from dropping Let's Get To It. It will be played on the podcast today. I love the record. I think the record is fire. And not to be outdone, Wreck-A-Sal dropped his new Streets Don't Love You 2. He dropped that and is getting rave reviews. I'm playing another record from that too, by any means. Listen to it. David Livick did a video about this and like, yo, this is, he really liked this record. And at first I was like, typical Wreck-A-Sal. But Wreck-A-Sal has the pass to do what Wreck-A-Sal do, and that's be gutter street music. Corey Paul was in the same lane. Dizzle's in that same lane. Making gutter extreme hood music for Christian hip hop artists. And it's not really for Christian artists or hip hop artists. It's just really for people. And the album, you know, I haven't heard the album, so I'm not gonna say the album is this. I need to listen to it, and I need to give y'all an opinion on it. So when I do that, maybe I listen to it by Friday or before I record the next podcast. But you will get the review of this album. So man, shout out to the album, and lo and behold, is it me? Or the past month or so, like a few weeks or so, we had really good releases come from it. We had a very mediocre first quarter. We had a very mediocre second quarter as well. May, June, July. So no, this is the last part of the second quarter. So I think people are gearing up for that third quarter, gearing up for just to really, 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 really take off. I thought that was maybe 3 or 4 really decent to solid albums. Not nothing that will set the world on fire, but something that it's starting to get my attention, you know. And one person in particular I want to talk about is No Big Deal, okay? All right, people, okay? He kind of caught me. He kind of caught me with this record that I'm about to talk about. It's called MC Hammer. If you didn't hear it, I will talk about it coming up from the break before we interview Deshawn Shante. She just dropped her new EP. It's called Yours Truly, a summer EP. You need to check it out. And also, if you are in the Greenville, upstate area, South Carolina, if you're anywhere near South Carolina, you should check out my concert. I got a concert filled this July 20th of this month. Please check it out, man. It's going to be really, really dope. I got two artists coming up with me. It's going to be fire. So I got that new Bridgewater. I told y'all last week I'm going to have that new Bridgewater. I got it coming. They got a new record called Shine, CHH Now.
From LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana, now until forever, lifting up Ozana. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave.
We shine our light, we shine our light like LED. My calling is to rise and shine, I don't compete. Mount on eagle wings, we run with no fatigue. On the better things, my past can RIP. When you walk in and your vision, there's always somebody saying what you can't do. But when God is in it, every cynic and critic will see you doing what they can't do. Fake moves, got a limelight glow, shine like gold. Walking in my breakthrough, setting sky high goals. My light bulb, doing what a light do. Good in my inner man, I got the season like veterans. Faith ain't a feeling, it's evident. Walk in the light, you can see the tan. I don't do this on my own, my God is my proficient. We just getting started. I just
heard it. LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana. Now until forever, lifting up Ozana. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave. We shine bright like high pitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave. We shine our light so they can see it from afar. Fully persuaded, I'm ashamed cause this is who we are.
I seek the answer, not the issue. Focus on the mission, not the limitation. This is innovation, this is dedication. Never needed tricks, I beat you with the basics. No jokers in my deck, cause all I play is ace. Scraping from the bottom, nothing go to waste. Evaded certain death, I made the great escape. Shine forever cause he got up from the grave. From the grave,
from the grave.
Keep your thoughts to yourself, I delete spam. I'm out here killing in my lane, I don't need yours. You the traffic, I'm the detour.
From LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana. Now until forever, lifting up Ozana. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave. We shine bright like high pitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine, shine. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave. We shine bright like high pitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine, shine, shine.
With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics and personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save and share, tap the plus button and add them to private or public collections. It's that simple, people. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at flipboard.com. That's FLIPBOARD.com. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? when I was trying to get Christian Hip Hop Now off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really, really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. The reason why I personally like Anchor is because, like I said, I have a weekly podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now, and it has allowed me to not only distribute my podcast for free, but it's a great place to host my podcast. And I know that if I don't have the money, because it's free, my podcast will still be on all these wonderful platforms. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to inform you that we have a new change in the name of the show. No longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, we changed the name to Christian Hip Hop Now. This is a new platform, not only as a podcast, but a new blog site for Christian Hip Hop. So no longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, the new show is called Christian Hip Hop Now. This is still a show about Christian Hip Hop, current events, sports, plus interviews with artists. Christian Hip Hop Now is on 8 platforms, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. Again, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. Check out Christian Hip Hop Now. Yes, sir.
Time to get it started.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. This is Christian Hip Hop Now, a podcast about Christian hip hop, current events, news, a little bit of sports, depending on the day of what I want to talk about. But there's been a few things to talk about Christian Hip Hop. Number one, No Big Deal. No Big Deal is fresh off of his deal with Capitol Music. They're no longer in business together. I think he has met his quota as far as album, and now he's pushing Indie Tribe to the max. He released a record called MC Hammer that I'm playing next on Christian Hip Hop Now. And me and Miguel talked about it on the Morning Vibes the other day ago. I thought it was straight. Miguel didn't like it, but the more I listen to it, the more I'm getting into it. Okay, is this a No Big Deal typical record? No, but it's very catchy, and we're gonna talk about it after the interview, part one of the Shantae, we're gonna talk a little bit about this single. We're gonna talk a little bit about this single, but listen to this single right now. It's called MC Hammer. If you haven't heard it, it may do a little something to Christian pop. I don't know. I'm just a man. Deshaun Shantae coming up next. CJ's now.
She type LOL, not LMA. Oh, yeah. We got trophies on the way. Your team might just sack your quarterback. Back so fat on Santa. You should mind your manners. Too legit to quit. You could call me MC Hammer. Too legit to quit. You could call me MC Hammer. I might make a hit while I'm still in my pajamas. Look, creeping in the whip, so I don't need police scanners. Godly in my fit. All white like his name is Tanner. Baby girl, she grab my hand and tell me that I'm handsome. I tell her that she all that like her.
her name was Amanda. I came from the Ville, but people think I'm from Atlanta. Told my exes chill, I just get ghosts like Danny Phantom. I just get the bad and get the bad like I was Santa. Look, when I'm in Ohio, white girl saying, oh my Atlanta. Look, I just wrote my bio, it's just saying throwing tantrums. Look, praying for my enemies, cause Jesus set the standard. Look, yeah.
Fam, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I am so glad to have this for y'all. This is part two of the interview because we did an interview Sunday. And I did off my laptop. So two things about my laptop. One, it has a very terrible web camera. That's what I get for paying $165 on there. And then it had audio feed. So as I was talking, I heard a very high-pitched sound. So I said, I'm not going to do this again. I can't. My first interview, especially on Zoom, that I wanted to present it, and it had to be proper. So I had to bring back Deshawn Shante for a interview. And this time, she's released her EP, Yours Truly, which is only two records. It should be a single, but she calls it an EP. So Deshawn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, actually. Super good. Getting a lot of love already from the music. A lot of people wanting to know, like, what inspired it, what it's about, you know, asking me why I chose to go this route with the music, you know, not really in a traditional sense, keeping up with what's normal hip-hop, I guess, that's coming out. But, yeah, you know, yeah. I like it. I'm trying to be creative. I'm trying to think outside the box, you know.
Yeah. And it's like I said, that we're going to talk about, you know, Yours Truly, the EP. But for people that may, and let me go back to exactly when I first found out you did music. It was crazy. It was an artist that I would not say his name because I don't want him to get the clout.
Right.
He did a particular video. And he did a post or whatever, and you responded to his post. And I did a video of the topic with your response on them. And I guess I said, this young man, this guy, this bro, whatever. It was a male pronoun because of Deshawn. I didn't read Shante, I just seen Deshawn. And this dude corrected me. He was like, yo, first of all, she's a girl. So feelings, you know what I'm saying, heart in the stomach. And he was like, you need to check out her music. And I said, okay. When somebody comes on your page and say, yo, you need to check out her music, you know it's serious, you know? So I was like, you know what? On Fridays, I want to do interviews, and I reach out to you, and I listen to your music, and you instantly became one of my favorite artists. And I cannot explain to you your music and what it does to my head, but it's like the craziest thing. So, Deshawn, just talk a little bit about your music, your journey, just all that good stuff, you know, because... As we talked last week, I know a lot more information, so I can kind of question a lot better. So tell the people a little bit about who Deshawn Shante is.
Deshawn Shante is I Am Me. That's her. That's my actual government name. It's the name I was given at birth. So I didn't sit around the table and we go, hey, what kind of name do you know? Like, that's my actual legal name. Funny story behind that, when I was born, the nurse told my mom that she shouldn't name me that because she said she was giving me a famous movie star name that I would never be able to live up to. Jokes on her. And I'm scared.
Yeah, nurse.
Yeah, anyway, so, I apologize, I'm talking weird. You know, they got these band things on there, so I may not enunciate everything all the way, but I'm pretty new to this. I started kind of dibbling and dabbling in it 2016. Wasn't really doing it seriously because I had no idea what I was supposed to do. I was just kind of just trying stuff, you know, just, oh, let me see if I can record some songs. I think I put like 2-3 songs out max. But, you know, I didn't know anyone in Christian hip hop. So I really didn't know like where to go with my music besides Rapzilla. Like everyone knows about Rapzilla. But other than that, I didn't know how to get on playlists. I didn't know how to market, increase my audience, anything. And so I started following my favorite artists, and then I looked at who my favorite artists were following to basically try to see if I could understand like who should I be paying attention to in the industry, who should I be looking at to see if maybe they can give me advice, give me ideas or whatever. And that led me to the infamous one and only Doc Watson, CEO at RMG. Shout out Doc Watson. I just tweeted him one day. I don't even remember what he said, but I just tweeted him and said, "You have any advice for an upcoming female artist?" And he responded. He sent me his email. He said, "Send me some music." I did. Instantly, he was like, "You are super creative." He liked. He's like, "We gotta keep in touch. Keep making stuff. Put it out for me." You know, But some space went on between our initial contact. And then I reconnected with him in about August, September of fall of 2017. And I was like, "Oh, I've been working on some stuff." He's like, "Yo, you're supposed to keep be sending me." So I was like, "Oh, my bad." I sent him three records. One of them is out, Inertia, and then the other two haven't been released yet. He listened to the first song, Inertia, and he's like, "Oh, we got it." I mean, like, that was a wrap. He listened to the very first song, and he was like, "Oh, we got to do this with you. We got to work this with you." So he has been working with me, mentoring me, building me up. He's like a man, everything for me behind the scenes. So it looks like I just kind of just hopped on the scene in 2018. But really, we've been working and building and putting together stuff since 2017. I mean, initially, he was like, "Oh, we got to hook you up with Kardak." And I was like, "Wait, Kardak?
He was like, "The Kardak."
Like, "Oh, snap." You know, so, I mean, what, like a couple days later, a week later, like me, him, and Kardak are like on the phone, chopping it up, talking about music and songs. And I'm sitting here going, "What the heck? Like, this is Kardak. I love Kardak." You know, some stuff kind of came up and he wasn't able to, you know, keep on working with me as a producer. So I actually reached out and found my own producers. The first one was DJ Pez. He's the guy who you hear Derek Minor shout out on that good song, Astronaut.
They say your boy got that soul glow, and I stay in go mode. They say, "What you letting it go for? How much you sell your soul for?" Don't let them lights blind you, cause their fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm done, I'm gon' stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, tryna feed the gang. I'm grinding. I'm constantly reminding. All my words, days behind me. And it ain't no rewind. Oh, whoa, oh, about to shake it up like I'm throwing a tennis ball. Let it go, whoa, oh, clear the table and don't leave nothing on the floor. Whoa, no, whoa, and the whole team with it. We ain't stopping till the whole team win it. You in the way, boy, if you ain't with it, I'ma bring it right back in me a minute.
Don't let the lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, tryna lead them lights blind you, cause they fake to be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Okay. Gotta feed the kids, tryna feed the gang.
Whoa, whoa, what you think we on the road for? The road for, tryna make the whole world know. The world know, make it last, take a photo, a photo. Let's get to it.
And we ain't stopping till the whole team popping.
Let's get to it.
And we ain't stopping till the whole city watching.
Let's get to it.
We ain't stopping till the whole city rocking.
Let's get to it.
Can't have my hands out like let me hold something. That's a no no, a no no. What you think we on the road for? The road for, pounding like
the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to lead them lines blind. Cause they faint to be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to feed the game.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, Christian Hip Hop Now, and I host Christian Hip Hop Now. But anyway, let's talk about that new MC Hammer record, right? My first thoughts on it, to be honest with you, I was like, we know what No Big Deal can do. No Big Deal can do. We seen him with the bars. We seen him do a record with Lecrae. We seen him do a record with Cannon. We seen him do a record with Aaron Cole. We seen him do records with people, and he came and destroyed the record, right? This MC Hammer record did not necessarily... I did not necessarily feel this record at first. Now, I was not in my head. I was with the Nas situation, but I thought the lyrics and the bars were a little bit simplistic too. No Big Deal. I thought that maybe he rushed this record a little bit. I thought that maybe it was like, I don't know. But you got to think about things. You got to think about this thing for a second. No Big Deal is coming off his record deal with Capitol. Now he's independent. Indie Tribe is what he's pushing. He's been pushing Indie Tribe forever, but now he's really taking the company to the next level, which I thought that he should have done in the first place. I thought that if they would have signed a record, Indie Tribe should have signed as a collective, right? You would have had the What Up RGs. You would have had the Mowgli Iceberg. You would have had the No Big Deals. You would have had Jerry Manor. But they all decided to, you know, take different deals. No Big Deal and What Up RG, respectfully. What Up RG is in a really good situation with Reach Records. Even though I do think that he's due for a breakout EP project album, what have you. We're due for that from What Up RG. But I felt as though that was a mistake. But Solar was pretty straight. You know, it had Frenemies on there, which was probably the song that really stood out. in 2018, which, yeah, meh. But I think this song right here kind of proved two points with No Big Deal. Number one, that No Big Deal, he experiments with it. And I think even though it's simplistic, I do think that the song kind of works and it's kind of catchy. You know what I'm saying? It's not too long. It's not too short. You know, the words are very catchy so that you can remember it. And it's a feel-good song. I think Welcome Back, No Big Deal, he was enslaved to that record deal contract. Now he's free, not only for Any Tribe, but also for Christian Hip Hop. So good luck, man. Let's see what No Big Deal do, man. This is Record Sell, like I said before. This is By Any Means. Deshawn Shante, part two of the interview, is coming up next. This is Christian Hip Hop Now.
You don't believe you can't do it, dude. Dearly Father, wash me of my sin. Blot out my iniquity. I just want more of these boys, I ain't done more of that.
Make it hotter, bottom, pop, in it, me, let's say. Yeah, yeah, Drago pump your body full of lead light, Dodger kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the arc, want my head light, Begging on God, what a prayer light, Drago calls a leader by stutter on, 12 in the arc, they'll glade down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, in it, me, necessary, make it, bottom, in it, me, necessary,
yeah. Red light, DJ, same prayer right here. Hots in my head with my head light, Burning anybody with the prayer right here. Ducking all the ops in the fair, Cousin in the chain, Call a different player, I ain't seen him on shit, on these data. Banking on guard, had to trust with my life, Devil light here, hit my knees and repent. Pressing the lid, all that pressing the lid, All the debris stacking piles on piles, them lost right behind me, they pulling the part of my record, they clean.
Devil on my neck, God on my tail, Praying for my sin, I don't fail,
You keep the street, give me God, I'ma get ya.
Make it harder, bottom, in it, me, necessary. Make it younger, harder, in it, me,
yeah. Drago pump your body full of lead light, Dodger kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the arc, on my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Drago calls a leader by third round, 12 in the arc, they'll cut you down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, in it, me, necessary. Make it harder, bottom, in it, me, necessary.
On the right path, I'm pursuing that, You keep the streets, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, I ain't going back. Rather be broke with my life, I ain't throwing that, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate.
And then I know last week you sent me the EP, Yours Truly, and it was a 2-track EP. I'm mad at you, Deshawn. Here's why.
Why? Where you at?
Okay, so two things. One, you're in Texas. So you would have to like do a show in the southern region, unless I'm somehow in Texas, to come see you perform. And I think that you will be able to, I'm pretty sure there'll be opportunities open up soon. The EP is super short. It's only 2 records. I was playing the records, just playing your record in my summer camp, just to see the vibe that I got. And you know, it was kind of chill, laid back, listening to it. One of my guys was singing the hook. I think it was to 98. You know what I'm saying? So he was singing it. And he didn't hit a song 1 or 2 times. And I was like, this is an artist that I interviewed the other day. Or I'm going to interview. Her name is Deshawn Shante. Let me know what y'all think. Of course, they ain't let me know. But the vibe I got was like, oh, okay. This is legit. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, and then you said it was 90s. You said it throwback. Was 90s a throwback, and I heard it and I was like, it's reminiscent like a 90s throwback with the beat and everything else, but it still remained originally you. So talk about a little bit about the EP Yours Truly and how you came up with these 2 songs.
I just, to be honest with you, I really, really like music from the 90s, because I remember it being like a little kid and not being allowed to listen to anything other than gospel music. growing up, the only time I could like listen to non-Christian music was I had to be with my older cousins. So, you know, I'll go, you know, to Mississippi and go see my older cousins, you know, and I'm riding in their car and they'd have on, you know, Shaggy, Mr. Boombast. That's the very first rap song I think I ever heard. And I just remember like, oh, I like this song. And so I like 90s music because I had to, I don't know, I guess sneak and listen to it. Sorry, mom and dad, if y'all want to watch this, but I liked it. I was very, very, very intrigued by it, probably more so because my parents were like, you can't listen to it. So I wanted to know, like, well, who's Tupac? Who's Biggie? You know, even though I'll be honest, I don't remember Biggie and Tupac while they were alive. I'm sure they were alive while I was born, but I don't remember seeing them on, you know, TV or anything like that. Yeah. But I remember hearing people talk about them, and they were talking about East Coast, West Coast battle and Biggie, Tupac. And then, you know, I keep hearing people talk about Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and, you know, and me going in my mind, I'm thinking like, who are these people? I don't want to be uncool, you know, and tell, you know, my friends, like, I don't know what you guys are talking about because I can't listen to that music. You know, so once I got older, like in middle school, you know, where I had access to a computer, I started researching up and looking into these people. I was like, oh man, I like their music. You know, Sister Act 2 changed my life. I mean, like Lauryn Hill, I was like,
You know, and the funny thing with Sister Act is that I know the song, but I never really seen the movie in full. I never really seen Sister Act. Yeah, I seen it in bits and pieces. So just to know pop culture references, you know, just like East Side High. Lean on me. Excuse me. And when they say this, when they say the East Side High, you know, I never really saw the whole royalty. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I just listened to that part so that if somebody asked me about it, I was a little older, I could kind of feel important.
Right. I feel you.
You know, and I think that's important. That music. It's funny because it was no holds barred for me as far as music, but I gravitated more towards R&B. Like, I love New Jack Swing R&B. I love, like, late R&B, like, New Jack Swing. And
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, you know, like, and I listened to it. And then, like Whitney, you know, Mariah, Brian, Boyz II Men, like they all kind of came in the same time. You know, then you had groups like Jodeci. You had groups like Guy. You had Silk. You know, you had Keith Sweat. Those people,
out at the time. And I was not, I would hear people at school talking about them, but I hadn't heard their songs. I'd heard some of Whitney Houston stuff, but you know, other than that, I you could play some stuff. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm still probably behind the curve on some of that. If you played and you're like, "Who is this?" I'd probably be like, "Oh."
Yeah, it's like who's a Keith Sweat song? He was like, "I guess I don't know." It's funny because people that don't, and here's what my dilemma is having kids. You have the dilemma that it's like, all right, you have to decide whether you want them to listen to it or not listen to it because they're going to find out eventually.
That's true.
And it's like, they'll find out. So when I'm in the van driving with my other kids, you know, my son's in there. So we listen to the popular station on there. And me, I listen to it, but that's not like my musical choice. My musical choice is more CHH or R&B. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I can hear the music and it gravitate towards me. So it's like, it almost sinks into my soul. But I know how to decipher that. A lot of people don't know how to do that. And you have the ability to not take what's popular, but create your own style.
That's God given. That's all I can say is it's God given because God knows, like my just me in general. If everybody is doing it, I'm not doing it. Like I can't tell you how many times I'll be like, and I won't do it. I'm like, oh, everybody's doing this, and I won't do it because I hate. If I can prevent it being a follower, it drives me insane because I feel like I have too much individuality, too much creativity to follow after people. And some people are like, well, that's very arrogant. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I just, I don't know. Like, it just bothers me. I mean, it's one thing to do it, like, if you truly enjoy doing something, but I'm not going to go, I don't know, trying to think of something that's super trendy. Nose piercings are trendy.
Yeah.
I think they're cool, you know, but I'm not going to get my nose pierced right now just because it's the popular thing to do, you know. I got my ears gauged. I've had them gauged since 2015, you know. I don't know if they're popular now or not, but, you know, I got them done because I like them, you know. But I ran into people like, oh, I see you trying to be cool and all that stuff.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul. They just wanna cut me out. They just wanna kill me. So part of my reflection is just the night. Cause I be on my own.
That's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go. Need to move slow.
Yeah, ooh, wait, 9-8. About time and I feel great. About time and I feel my soul. About time and I feel my flow. Being up, I cannot be low. Just the part where I hit that slow. Round here said it's all love. All God and it's all love. I just recognize I love the vibe. I just play it back up in my mind. Faded memories just like rewinds. People spoke, I recognize the time. Cause everything was simple. More like elementary. Mental.
Tell me what you like.
Want to live forever. God, keep me together.
Guess I'm not the type.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
Cause I be on my own. Just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, oh, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go.
Yeah.
Need to move slow.
Hey, shouts out to my whole team. Much love to my whole crew. So blessed everywhere we go. We got Kleenex, like bless you. Up next, well, guess who? God said I'd flex too. Ain't love, it was never love. So why you let someone stress you? Cause we don't party, nor get naughty.
Tell me what you like.
Wanna love forever. Why you still together?
Probably not the type.
I just recognize a love divide. Like maybe God is on my side. Rather rock with favor than with pride. Keep a couple options on the side.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
I be on my
just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Damn.
M's, cause I'm dripping in the blood. Put my foot up on your neck, let you know I ain't the one. Put a barrel to your chest, living word is my beret. Fight, fight, fight before you run your mouth, stretch before you flex. Ooh, you so obsessed with me, all on my everything. I know you mad because you never rest in peace. I got the recipe, I got a chef in me. Dumped in the sauce and then dripped on my enemies. I don't do patty cake, why do we conversate? All of this that you owe, I should call Sally Mae. I can be flossy cause all of my debts are paid. You get no refund, you threw your receipt away. Ooh, 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 you never beat me and that makes you angry. Ooh, ooh, you can't defeat me and that drives me crazy, yeah. You come for everybody cause you got left. You mad cause you can never have what I have. See, sometimes I drip and sometimes I drizzle. I reign with the king, so I got no issue.
I got the drip on the drip, drip. 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 I got the drip. Ooh. 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 I got the drip on the drip, drip. I got the drip on the drip, drip. I got the drip on the drip. I got the drip on the drip, drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip.
Drippin', drippin', sauce to dippin', drippin', drippin'. My God, kill it. I'm tired of acting like you got the power. Drenched in the water like fresh out the shower. Talking is cheap when conversing with cowards. Yeah, I hear you whisper. My God is louder. Mama said, if you say it, say it from your chest. Honestly, I'm that one slip up that you might just regret. God and me, got a squad in the arsenal on deck. You about to write what you can't cash. You better double check. And boy, you so animated, but I ain't intimidated. Your words are so fabricated, yeah, but I don't do imitation. Yeah, I'm drenched in the blood like a cannibal. I'm an animal, call me Hannibal, tearing up the flesh. I don't put the flesh to rest, like what's next? Giving everything I got till I have nothing left, so I drip.
God, I feel so saucy, dripping while I'm walking. Never get up off me, don't know why you talking. God, I feel so saucy, God, I feel so bossy. Dripping like a faucet, you better use caution. God, I feel so saucy, dripping while I'm walking. Never get up off me, don't know why you talking. God, I feel so saucy, God, I feel so bossy. Dripping like a faucet, you better use caution.
I got the drip on the drip, 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 I got the drip, I got the drip, I got the drip, I got the drip. I got the drip on the drip, drip. I got the drip on the drip, drip. I got the drip on the drip, drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip.
An official.
Hey, hey, hey.
They try to throw dirt on my name, but I'm too official.
Yeah,
straight
yeah.
out of nine, you know I'm a shine, I'm still in my city.
Hey, yeah,
shout out
hey.
The remainders, we might just be nameless, but bumping again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finessing and flexing the blessings, you know how we do it.
Hey, hey, hey.
But not to boast of myself, I just be showing what he doing.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
I just say thank you sometimes, don't he know what he doing.
Hey, yeah,
woo.
Hey.
Whole team mean good, everybody chewing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I rarely react to my problems, I rock, I lick it. I'm loved by the father, Akuna Matata, I know that he weak.
Yeah,
ay,
yeah.
Haters, they stay at my neck, just like a hit.
Yeah,
but like living since 1997, it ain't no big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember trying to make a band, but not like Diddy's. I'm talking racks, no Serena or Venus, no tennis.
Yeah,
ay, I really came out the hard way, I was pitching them pennies. Fell out, but I got right back in position. High haters, hell low, did you miss me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Count your blessings, stay progressive.
Ay, ay, ay.
Never let that paper stress you.
Yeah, ay,
hold
yeah.
it together when you under pressure.
Ay, yeah,
God ay. First said that he's special.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you gotta blame me, I seen it, I know what he did.
Ay, 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 ay,
and no, you cannot unconvince me, I know what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and how many
yeah.
times I gotta remind you of this kid?
Ay, ay, yeah,
and he won't never let him top me, lost the lead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm good, just like that. From the trap to the church to the hood and right back, yeah.
I say, oh yeah.
King Alico, Christian hip hop now. This is my lucky charm of the week. You get two this week. Well, this one, and then you also get one Friday too. But this is Ephesians 3:2. It says, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence, right? So let me tell you exactly what's going on, man. I'm doing this concert, and it's a really scary thing, to be honest with you, because I have not sold 50 tickets in my life to anything. And I was like, look, man, why can I not bet on myself? If I'm out here promoting, why can I not bet on myself? And I realized a few things. One, it's because of fear, because we think that we may have heard God wrong, or that we're not worthy to do whatever God wants us to do or needs us. So I'm going to tell you right now, this situation. It says, in him, through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. It's freedom to approach God. And the confidence to know that no matter what we ask for him, if it's aligned with his will, and that's anything that's going to bring glory to him, he will grant it to us. But we have to do it in faith and in confidence. And I think that's the main thing that I kind of worry about sometimes. It's like, man, look, am I even worthy? Do I have the confidence? You know, I sometimes even get discouraged doing these podcasts. I'm like, is anybody even listening? But I can't worry about myself. I can't worry about my feelings. I have to be obedient to the calling that God has allowed me to have on my life. That is the beauty of following him and approaching him. And it's a relationship. He wants the best for me. He has already ordained all these things that happens in my life. He's already ordained it. So my question to you is, do you have the faith to approach Christ? Do you have the confidence to know that he has your best interest in mind? In him and through faith in him, we may approach. So it's crazy, man. I hope that helps you out. J. Paul sings, let me Christian pop now.
I wish that I could find the right words to speak, 'cause lately we've been finding that we can't agree. You say I'm stubborn, I storm, how we suffer. How do we recover? Girl, you're my true lover. Been trying to get it right for about a week. The situation's pulling at my inner peace. I can't sleep so hard, I can't leave ya. It's making me weak just to think of you grieving. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do, trying to get right with you? 'Cause we've been here a few times, throwing shade and crossing all the lines. The picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 That I could take it back to last week, when I said a couple things that I ain't even mean. I lost control, yeah. You know how it goes when we go blow for blow, then we go toe to toe. When we trying to heal the wounds from cutting too deep, 'cause the dagger did damage to you and me, baby. Got me trying to take cover, but I'm feeling this hunger for your touch and no other. Trying to get under you. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do, trying to get right with you?
'Cause we've been here a few times,
shade and crossing all the lines. The picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 Let me make it up to you, girl.
The motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us bring the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop, and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.